Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Ngenda kusaba mbuulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Oyongere okumwagaliza omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And move on, wish them light of the word of God.
N'okubikwirwa kwonna.
And all the revelation.
Omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda kwe guleeta gye tuli.
That the word of light of the word of God brings to us.
Okusobola okutulungamya.
To be able to guide us,
ebigere byaffe,
lead our feet,
n'olugendo lwaffe,
even our journey,
olw'okudda ewaffe mu ggulu,
going back home in heaven,
kitaffe gyali,
where our father is,
kusinziirako ebyo tusoma Matayo isatu ey'omukaaga,
according that we read in Matthew 6,
olunya olw'omwenda,
the verse 9,
bwe tusaba nti kitaffe ali mu ggulu,
when we pray our father is in heaven,
kale naffe tuba twetegeka okuddayo,
so we too prepare to go back there,
kubanga bwe twajja tetwaliita kinna kimu,
for when we came we brought nothing,
so tuliddayo n'ekimu,
and we shall go back with nothing. According to 1 Timothy 6 verse
7,
expects us to go back with righteousness alone. Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much.
And
the righteousness is what cometh from the word which came from heaven, where we came from. So even today we want to move on with the light of the word of God, that it moves to enlighten us. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader Teacher Jacob, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, he who has empowered us, and he has sent us army of angels, those we serve with up to today.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we base the ministry of knowledge of God, international ministries, and to move on, reach you light of the word of God, and move, reveal your God's plan of fighting against Satan's devices that is made for the entire world from the year 2019 to reaching the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. Are we still moving on?
And
we explain you the three mysterious things which happened. The three mysterious things which happened in the year 2019, and they are to make changes in the world to the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we still move on with the second which happened, and we see why God commanded the evangelist Ben Hinn, the worldwide evangelist, to repent for living gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And he moves on to preach the material gain gospel of the world and to selling of miracles. Something which caused the curse
of COVID-19 virus
and the many other curses to spread in this world, as we first saw on the three things which we saw, the first which happened. When we looked, so why the coronavirus was moved on to be called COVID-19, yet it was activated in the year 2020.
So
in that way, today we want to wind up the second thing on those which happened in the year 2019. As we wind up, see why in the year 2019 God moved on to command the evangelist Ben
Hinn,
the worldwide evangelist, to move on to repent after leaving gospel of the kingdom of God,
and
the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And he moves on
to
preach material again, gospel of the world, and the selling of miracles. Praise Jesus much. And now that reason, we have reached it very far to reaching to see the meaning of this word, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we want to know what those words mean. And in them we've seen five words. Those we first got explained. What is the kingdom of God? The second, what is the gospel of the kingdom of God? And we saw the third, what is the righteousness of God? And we moved to the fourth, and we got explained what the kingdom of heaven is. So we're still moving on with the fifth, to be able to know the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. What is it? And we were able to see yesterday our part 4F. We are able to get explained off and be understood that the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is the gospel of salvation, which was preached to all creations in the heavens and the earth. Through the truth of the light of the word of God, to be able to enlighten us from this planet earth, to passing through all the heavens into the third heaven, and to reaching above the heavens, where we find a new heaven and a new earth. Praise Jesus much. So in the many we are able to see concerning that gospel, we discover that the taking away of gospel of kingdom of heaven, it was to shut the kingdom of heavens before the people, according to those we are able to read of in Matthew 23 and the verse 14, that they shut the kingdom of heavens before the people,
and
themselves cannot get to enter in there. Even those coming to enter, they hinder them. And we understood the way they shut kingdom of heavens before people, it was to take away the key of knowledge spoken of most in Luke 11 verses 52. The key of knowledge
is
what contains all light of the word of God, which can enlighten us from this planet earth
to
passing through all the heavens, to reaching the third heaven, together with above the heavens, at the beginning, where we find new heavens and new earth, where we are able to see 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 6, and told us God commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness. Praise Jesus much. Now that light of knowledge, the light coming from the word of God, according to that in Psalms 119 verses 105, praise Jesus much.
It's
the light revealing all things, as we saw in Ephesians 5 verses
13,
and we saw that none of those not known
will
not be brought in the light of knowledge, and none of those which were
heat
will not be revealed. So thus is the way we were able to know, and we saw of the key of knowledge, which contains light of the word of God, which reveals us to reaching above the heavens in the new heavens and the new earth. Praise Jesus much. So we want to move on, we know, and we want to see the other six keys
ebyegatta ku kisumuluzo ekyokumanya
join on the key of knowledge
okuggulawo obwakabaka obw'omuggulu mu maaso g'abantu
to open up the kingdom of heavens before the people
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
ebisumuluzo ebirala mukaaga
six other keys
ebyegatta
which join
ku kisumuluzo ekyokumanya
on the key of knowledge
okuggulawo obwakabaka bw'omuggulu mu maaso g'abantu
to open up kingdom of heavens before the people
yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
so twebaza Katonda
so we thank God
kitwasobodde okukitegeera
that we are able to understand it
okusinzira ku ebyo biri Matayo sura 12
according to those in the Matthew 12
Matayo sura eyabiri mwesatu
in the Matthew 23
olunyiri luno olwe 13
this verse 14
bwetwagambiddwa bwetuti
when we are told like this
katweyongereyo
let's move on
Matayo sura ya 23 n'olunyiriri olwe 13
Matthew chapter 23 verses 14
Neziri basanga mwe abawandisi n'abafalisayo bananfusi
But woe unto you scribes and the Pharisees hypocrites
Kubanga mugalira obwakabaka obw'omuggulu mu maaso g'abantu kubanga mwe temuyingira n'ababa bayingira temubaganya kuyingira
For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men For you neither go in yourself, neither allow you them that are entering to go in.
Yes, you have seen
it. Praise Jesus much.
Tutegera engeri yoka esobola okugalawo obwakabaka bw'omuggulu maaso g'abantu.
We understand the only way we can shut the kingdom of heavens before the people.
Okono kwekujawo musana
that's
ogwokumanya.
Take away the light of knowledge.
Oguva mu kigambo kya Katonda.
It comes from the word of God.
Ogusobola okutumulisiza.
Which can enlighten us.
Okuva ku nsi kuno.
Right from planet Earth.
Okuyita muguli yonna.
Passing through all the heavens.
Okutukira ddala muli neryo
to reaching the third heaven
awamu ne waguru wegu
even to above the heavens
utandikwa
at the beginning
singani was heaven is empya ne simpya
where we find the new heavens and the new earth
ogugwe musana ogubagwa jibwao
that is the light which was taken away
ere bitwara bi muruke sura 10
and those we saw in the Luke 11
orunyiri olwatanu mwebiri
verses 52
twasobodde okula bikisumuzo kino ekyo kumanya
we are able to see this key of knowledge
ekivamu musana gonna ogwo kumanya ogwe kigambo kya Katonda
out of it cometh all light of knowledge of the word of God.
Luke sura 10 n'olunyiriri olwatano mwebiri.
Luke chapter 11 verses 52.
Zibasanze mwe abayigiriza b'amateeka bananfusi.
Woe unto you lawyers, the hypocrites.
Kubanga mwatu wale kisumuluzo ekyo kumanya. Mwe benyini temwayingira. N'abali bayingira mwabaziyiza.
For you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves. And them that were entering in you hindered.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti engeri yokugalawo
that the way of shutting the door.
Obwakabaka bw'omuggulu maaso g'abantu.
Kingdom of heaven before the people.
Ekisumuluzo ekyokumanya.
The key of knowledge.
Ekireeta omusana ogw'okumanya ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Which brings light of knowledge of the word of God.
Kikibeera kijiddwawo wakati mu nsi.
What has been taken away in the midst of the world.
Abantu ne batabikkulirwa okuva ku nsi kuno.
And people never get revealed from this world.
Okumanya bwe baddayo mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
How they go back in the kingdom of heaven
okutuka muguru eliyo kusatu
reaching the third heaven
nokudda waguru weguru
even to going above the heavens
kuntandikwa
at the beginning
isingani weguru ija nesimbi
where we find the new heavens and the new earth
kali obutamanyo obu
now that ignorance
nibugenda maso nokuzikiriza abanji
and not to destroy the many
yengeri ichisumuluze ichi chokumanya chibanga tachikoze
the way that key of knowledge is not worked
kubanga tujukira
because we remember
nga mukosea nyamu kaga agamba
in the Hosea 4:6 says
abantu kira lwa kubula kumanya
that is people are desperate for lacking knowledge
katsumeyo ulire
let's read there you hear
Hosea esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olwo mukaga
Hosea chapter 4 verses 6
abantu bange bazikiriddo lwa kubula kumanya
my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge
kubanga oganye okumanya nange ndi kugana gwe olemengo kubera kabona jendi
because you have rejected knowledge I also will reject you that you shall be no priest to me.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
Okujja we kisumuze ekyo kumanya.
To take away the key of knowledge.
Ekiritibwa okumanya omusana ogwo kumanya.
Which is brought by the light of knowledge.
Kuri mu kigambo kya Katonda.
That one in the word of God.
Kuziride ko banje okuzikirira.
It's caused many to get destroyed.
Ne batayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
And they never make it to the kingdom of heaven.
Ne bagwa mu geyena.
But rather they fall in hell.
Iranga babona abona okutuka kuna ku lwo musango.
And they tormented the day of judgment.
Bana basalira ate bongerwa okusulibwa mu nyanja y'omuliro.
When they will be judged they will be cast more in the lake of fire.
Nanyidwa ngo okufa okwo kubi.
That's known as the second death.
in
the everlasting death.
So,
so the key of knowledge,
it's
that bringing light of knowledge that in the word of God to be able to bring revelation. That is why he
said
in the Proverbs chapter 29 verses 18,
it said
without revelation, without a vision, people move on to get destroyed. Let's read you here. Proverbs chapter 29 verses
18.
Wherefore, where there is no revelation, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Without revelation, people get destroyed.
So
there has been a disappearance of the key of knowledge. This which comes from light of the word of God.
To
be that it's not there to reveal to the people. How did they come on this world? And where they came from?
How
do they go back there, and how does it look like? Though we hear in the first Timothy 6 verse 7 that we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. The question cometh, where did we come from?
Philippians
3:20 answers us that because our citizenship is in heaven, in all most of days, the prayer we pray in the Matthew 6 verse 9, that our Father is in heaven. We come ask we children how we reached this world. How can we embark on our journey to go back? So for not being revealed, that's the key of knowledge not being in our midst. They cast very far, which the thief Satan stole, and he filled the darkness in the world, the darkness of ignorance. But God, commanding evangelist Ben Hinn to repent on behalf of all preachers of the gospel in the world, to him being their example, to be able to repent for preaching the false gospel, the material gain gospel of the world, and the selling of miracles, that they can change, go back to gospel of kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That in turning to go back, God is ready to reveal them this case, the key of knowledge, all the other six keys, join on the key of knowledge, to open up all nations the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus much. Because it's the key of knowledge, they have shown us it's the major among all for people get desperate for lacking knowledge. And knowledge is the revelation. And everything revealed. Light is what reveals it. According to that in Ephesians chapter 5 verses
14,
and he says like this.
Ephesians
chapter 5 verses
13.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest, it's the light.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Everything enlightened, it manifests. It's the light.
And
that light, it's the word of God. According to those in the Psalms 119, verses 105. And he said that your word is the lamp unto my feet, and it's the light unto my path.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
even though this word being enlightened, it's passed through the key of knowledge. That's called the spirit of knowledge. And it's the major key. But all the words of God, even though they have the key of knowledge as the major key, but they have other keys inside. Other six keys which move on to open up the kingdom of heaven. That's why you see in this Matthew 16 verses
19,
he moved on to say, I'll give you keys of the kingdom of heaven. Let's read, we hear. Matthew chapter 16, verses 19. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall lose on earth shall be loosed within heaven. When they say, I'll give you keys of the kingdom of heaven,
it's
exceeded one key. For when we read in the Luke chapter 11, verses 52, we read there one key. You first read it again, we hear. Luke chapter 11, verses 52.
Zibasanze mwe, abayigiriza b'amateeka.
Woe unto you, lawyers, the hypocrites.
Kubanga mwatwala ekisumuluzo eky'okumanya.
For you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and they that were entering in, you hindered.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Luke, this chapter 11, verse 52,
we
hear there one key, the key of knowledge. But when we connect Matthew 16, verse 19, we hear that they are keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After we know the keys of kingdom of heaven, and then we discover out one, that it's the key of knowledge, then we want to discover these other keys which
are
those. And we want to see this knowledge moves with what. For if it's the key of knowledge, it moves with which other keys?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There we're going to go straight in the Isaiah chapter 11 in the verse
2,
and we see this knowledge moves with words. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've come to discover in this Isaiah chapter 11, in the verse 2, in knowledge, it is a spirit, the spirit of knowledge. But we've got it. And he has others he passes with. We've heard in the Isaiah 11 verse 2, that, and the spirit of the Lord, it shall be upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. We've come
to
see this key has other keys it moves with. It's to say that the key of knowledge, it is the spirit of knowledge. But he passes with other keys, as the key of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, as the key of understanding, the spirit of understanding.
ng'ekisumuluzo eky'okuteesa,
as the key of counsel,
omwoyo w'okuteesa,
the spirit of counsel,
ng'ekisumuluzo eky'amaanyi,
as the key of power,
omwoyo w'amaanyi,
the spirit of power,
bagwita spirit of might,
or the spirit of mighty,
ng'ekisumuluzo,
as the key,
eky'okutya Mukama,
of fear of the Lord,
amanyikiddwa ng'omwoyo w'okutya Mukama,
known as spirit of fear of God.
Na yebyo nebyo,
but all those
biebiva mu kisumuluzo ekya Mukama, ekyomwoyo wa Mukama,
come from the key of the Lord, that of the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Awabera bakututte ne bakugamba,
they had taken to tell you,
yeyo lampstand yeyo,
you get out that lampstand,
okumbe ne bisumuluzo
byo, and you match with your keys. You know, it follows this order down there.
The lampstand,
two bases of the lampstands. There you are with the key, you are matching with it. The key of the kingdom of heaven. That we've analyzed it. Basing in the Luke 11, verse 52. As we connect it
ne Matayo esura
with Matthew chapter 16 verses
19.
Matthew 16 verse
19
says, keys of the kingdom of heaven, which open up kingdom of heavens, the keys. Yet in Luke 11 verse 52, and they reveal us one of those keys, the key of knowledge. Out of it cometh all light of knowledge, which is in the word of God. And we wanted to discover this key of knowledge.
It
passes with which other keys? It's taken us in Isaiah, chapter 11, the verse 2. As we heard, this key of knowledge, known as the spirit of knowledge, he passes with other keys, as the key of wisdom, that known as the spirit of wisdom, the key of understanding, known as the spirit of understanding, the key of counsel, known as the spirit of counsel, the key of mighty, known as the spirit of mighty. And then we reach that key of knowledge, known as the spirit of knowledge. And we reach the key of fear of God, known as the spirit of fear of God. And we finish up with the key of the spirit of the Lord, known as the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we thank God that these are some of things you would not have sat on until this
world,
and you understood them, till God has given us all these secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Even to know keys of kingdom of heaven, it's one of the secrets spoken of straight in Matthew 13, in the verse 11. Start from verse 10, enter 11. Matthew chapter 13, verses 10.
Abayigirizwa ne bajja ne bamugamba nti kiki ekikwogeza nabo mu ngero.
And the disciples came and said unto him, why do you speak unto them in parables? Verse
11.
He answered and said unto them, because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. Praise Jesus,
man.
When you read Matthew that chapter 13, in the verse 10 up to 11,
ask,
why do you speak with them in parables?
told them,
you, it's given you no secrets of the kingdom of heaven. But them, they are not given. Now let me tell you like this. That the word in Matthew 16 verse 19, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that too is in a parable. It's in a parable.
It's hidden
secrets that which form of keys. If you look to keys we have in this world, how was I given these keys? Yet, have to go uncover off the parable. And you know, according to Luke chapter 11, verse 52, there is the key of knowledge. It means okay. What means they have been speaking of knowledge? The spirit of knowledge.
Now,
what about others? How many can they be? For parables, they have taken off only one for me.
The
key of knowledge has been revealed to me.
Now,
the rest given me their which form of keys. But I want to remind you, the word parable, it means words of wisdom and understanding. According to Proverbs chapter 1, in the verse 1 and 2, he says like this. Proverbs chapter 1 from verse
1.
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction. The proverb, it means, there is wisdom. To know wisdom and understanding.
In
instruction. What are hidden inside it? There is wisdom, understanding there are keys. Now most
who
hear Jesus spoke a parable to them. Upon that he spoke, you spoke wisdom and understanding alone. You first repeat that verse. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 2. To know wisdom and the instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. Yes.
That
just their words, they are within understanding.
So singeros in Noiza Baganda, Uganda.
Not this proverb of the Baganda in Uganda. You know, every tribe have their own proverbs they don't understand.
Those
ancient lies they moved by. When we speak of parables in the Bible, we speak words of wisdom and understanding. In the verse
3,
Proverbs chapter
1
verse
3,
to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment and equity. Verse
4.
To give prudency to the simple. To a young man, knowledge and discretion. Yes.
Now you see,
parable doesn't mean just mere words hanging there.
Just stories,
no. These are words filled with wisdom. Understanding, counsel, the power of God, the counsel, knowledge, the fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That is why you see in the Psalms chapter 12, verse
6.
Say, all the words of the mouth of God, they are purified 7 times. It's not that. That he passed them through 7 spirits. 7 keys.
First,
read me Psalms, we see.
Zaburi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms chapter 12 verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama by'ebigambo ebirongoofu.
The words of the Lord are pure words.
Nga feza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi, erongoosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
As silver tested in a furnace of the earth, purified 70 times.
Kwegamba ebigambo bya Katonda byonna ebikola ekigambo kye.
All the words of God which make up his words.
Yabitukuza biri mu bugolokofu.
He purified them there in uprightness.
Kubanga yabitukuza emirundi musanvu.
Because he purified them 7 times.
Yabisa mu miyo musanvu.
He passed them through 7 spirits.
Eranga bwaba kuwadde.
And when he has given you
omiyeji omusanvu,
those 7 spirits.
Ebigambo bino osobola bibikulirwa.
These words you can get revealed of them.
Ateno nobikulira nabana ne bagulirwawo bwakabaka bw'omuggu.
You reveal them to others, they get opened up the kingdom of heaven.
Urukuba mu Zaburi esule 12.
Because in the Psalms chapter 12.
Urumukaga.
Verse 6.
Agambye ebigambo bya Katonda byonna bigolokofu.
He said all the words of God are pure.
Bwini mukikyamye.
None of them is crooked.
Nga zabu egezesebwa emirundi musanvu.
As God purified 7 times.
Yabitukuza emirundi musanvu.
He purified them 7 times.
Ngabisa miyo musanvu.
He passed them through 7 spirits.
Tuvula baba bakuwa ebiva eri Katonda.
That's why when he gives you what cometh from God.
Mukubikulwe sule soko nulukuna.
In Revelations 1 verse 4.
Aine chigambo chagatta konga agamba.
There is a word he joins all saying.
Ebiva eriyo ye yaliwo.
The those come from the one who was.
Aliwo.
Who is.
Era agenda okubaawo.
Who is to be.
Era ebiva eri emiyo musanvu eja Katonda.
And which come from the 7 spirits of God.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nsomera kubikulire yo tulabe.
Read me Revelations we see.
Okubikulire sura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Revelations chapter 1 verses 4.
Yokana eri ekkanisa omusanvu ez'omu Asia.
John to the 7 churches which are in Asia.
Ekisa kiberenga nammwe n'emirembe. Ebiva eri oyo abaawo era eyabaawo era ejja okubaawo. Era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
Grace be upon you, peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne. Yes.
Agamantibwaba afurumia.
He says when he releases,
bive biita miyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Through 7 spirits of God.
Ebisumuluzo omusanvu.
7 keys.
Ebyobwakabaka obw'omuguru.
Of the kingdom of heaven. And reach them here on the earth. That's why he said those come from the 7 spirits of God.
Seven
spirits, those before the throne of God. And those are the 7 spirits of God. In the Revelation chapter 4, in the verse 5.
Okubikulirwe sura y'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelations chapter 4 verse 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings and voices.
N'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe. Gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Yes.
Kakati kubikulirwa.
Now Revelations.
Isuleri esoko olunyoro okuna.
Chapter 1 verse 4.
Bwagamba ndi iveri mi omusanvu ejiri maso gentebe ya Katonda.
When he said those come from 7 spirits before the throne of God.
Ajikunyunyura bulungi nnyo mukubikulirwa nyatano.
He explains them to you well in Revelations 4:5.
Tabazo omusanvu ezo mulirizaka maso gentebe ya Katonda.
The 7 lamps of fire lighting before the throne of God.
Ye mi omusanvu eja Katonda.
They are the 7 spirits of God.
Ati bizao hivyo nana hivyo abitukuze emirundi.
Then all his words he purified them 7 times. They are what make the word of God. They pass through 7 spirits of God. And those 7 spirits, they are the keys. The 7 keys. If you open up for people the kingdom of heaven, the major key we understood is that of knowledge.
All
that known as the spirit of knowledge.
Naye ebisumuluzo ebirala mukaaga bimwegattako.
But the other 6 keys join on him.
Era ffe.
And we.
Abaweereddwa ku mulundi guno kwetula ensi yonna.
Are given this time all over the world.
nga tugobeera okwenenya kw'omubuulizi w'enjiri Benny Hinn,
as we follow repentance of the evangelist Benny Hinn,
okulekerawo okubuulira enjiri y'ebyenfuna by'ensi eno,
stop preaching material against gospel of the world,
n'okutunda ebyamagero,
and to selling of miracles,
nga tutuusa okuddayo ku njiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
as we turn go back to gospel of kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness,
obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu,
in the kingdom of heaven,
kitwetaagisa ebisumuluzo bino,
it needs us these keys.
Era kubikulwa bakugambye sura y'okunoonya olw'okutaano.
The revelations, if he told you verse 4 verse 5.
Ebyo nno gye myo musanvu egya Katonda.
Those are the seven spirits of God.
Mweyayisa ebigambo ebyo n'okubitukuza obulungi.
Where he passed all those words to purify them well.
Kati emyo egyo musanvu gye twasomye mu Isaiah sura 11.
But those seven spirits are what we read Isaiah 11.
Olunyiri olw'okubiri.
And the verse 2.
Okuli omwoyo wa Mukama.
Where there is the spirit of the Lord.
Okuli omwoyo wa magezi.
Where there is spirit of wisdom.
Okuli omwoyo w'okutegeera.
Where there is spirit of understanding.
Okuli omwoyo w'okuteesa.
Where there is the spirit of counsel.
Okuli omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Where there is the spirit of mighty.
Okuli omwoyo w'okumanya.
Where there is the spirit of knowledge.
Awamu n'omwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
Even the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Yes, ye bazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So ebisumuluzo bino.
So these keys.
Because ye sebwa bitya.
How are they used?
Mukugulawo obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
In opening up the kingdom of heaven.
Abantu basobola okuyingira.
That people may enter.
Because ye sebwa buti.
They are used like this.
Ekisumuluzo ekisooka.
The first key.
Okay, ekisumuluzo ekyomwoyo wa Mukama.
The key of the spirit of the Lord.
Ekisumuluzo ekyomwoyo wa Mukama.
The key of the spirit of the Lord.
Chikola chitia.
How does it work?
Katusukutulabe ishumuzo chine cho moyo wa Mukama.
Let's first see this key of the spirit of the Lord. How it can work.
Ishumuzo chino.
This key.
Chikola omulimu gumu.
It does one work.
Kutola kubya chitafe.
Getting from what's of the Father.
Kubanga bya chitafe bya Kristo.
For what is of the Father is of the Christ.
No kutumulisiza.
Even to enlighten us.
Mukugurumiza Katonda Kitaffe.
In glorifying God the Father.
N'ekigambo kye.
And His words.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Era bw'oba okirina nze nsobola okukulaba.
If you have it, I can see you. Yes.
Omuntu ono nno alina ekisumuluzo.
This person has a key.
Eky'omwoyo wa Mukama.
Of the Spirit of the Lord.
Ekiggulawo obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Which opened up the kingdom of heaven.
Kubanga
because
kibikula ebyo ke ebivudde eri Katonda Kitaffe.
It reveals only those which have come from God the Father.
N'ekigambo kye.
And His word.
Utumanyingo omwana.
Whom we know as the Son.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kusobola bagulumiza bukka.
To be able to glorify only them.
Ebyo nne byogerwa mu Yokana.
Those are what are spoken in John.
Sura eyo mukaga.
John chapter 16.
Olunyiri okutandika olwe 12.
Starting from verse 12.
Paka olwe 15.
Up to verse 15.
Ngagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Yokane sura ye 16 n'olunyiriri olwe 12.
John chapter 16 from verse 12.
Nchali na bingi okubabulira. Nete muyinza kubigumikiriza kakano.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
Olinyole 13.
Verse 14.
Nebo alijo oyo omoyo wa mazima. Anabalungamyanga mazima gonna.
But when he cometh the spirit of truth, he shall guide you in all truth.
Kubanga tayogerenga kububwe yekka. Nejo nabyana uliranga byanayogeranga.
For he shall not speak for himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak.
Ulide bulungi.
Have you heard well?
Nti Katonda abana bingi byonna ebyokutubikulira ebyamazima.
God has many things revealed to us, those of truth.
Ebiri mu Bible y'omuguru.
Those which are in the Bible within heaven.
Naye bwaba akutubikulira agamba ekisumuzo kiba kimu.
But if he's revealed them to us, he said the key is one.
Ekigulawo.
That which opens.
We tuise ekisumuzo ky'omwoyo wa Mukama.
That we've called key of the spirit of the Lord.
Nti kubanga ne waba watugamba.
That
na singa nanga tulina wa kubiteeka.
He is to tell us and defines we have no space to put them.
Akomendinga na agamba.
He says.
Tina yo moyo wa mazima bwalija.
That when the spirit of truth will come.
Aliba bikulira byonna.
He will reveal to you all.
Kubanga tayogerenga byayagala.
For he will not speak what he wants.
Ne byo nabyana uliranga.
But all those he will hear.
Byana babikuliranga.
They are what he will reveal unto you.
Era gwe bw'ogamba nti olina ekisumuluzo ky'omwoyo wa Mukama.
And if you say you have key of the spirit of the Lord.
Okugulirawo abantu obwakabaka obw'omuguru.
To open for people kingdom of heaven.
Olinakyo oyinza kwogera kipya.
There is nothing new you can speak.
But both
the Holy Spirit first gathered in the book, the Bible. We can see whether you have this key or not. The other, you are there and you have to glorify God the Father and His Word, whom we know as the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read the next verses in John, you see. John chapter 16, verse 13.
Naye bw'alijja oyo omwoyo w'amazima anaabalungamyanga mazima gonna.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you in all truth.
Kubanga tayogerenga ku bubwe yekka, naye byonna by'anaawuliranga by'anaayogeranga.
For he shall not speak himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak.
Ye anaababuuliranga ebigenda okujja.
And he will show you things to come.
Olunya olw'14.
Verse 14.
Oyo anangulumizanga nze. Kubanga anatoolanga ku byange n'ababuulira mmwe.
For he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
Olunyolo 15.
Verse 15.
Byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange.
All things that the Father has are their mine.
Kyenvudde ŋŋamba nti anatoolanga ku byange n'abuulira mmwe.
Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Yes.
Bw'oba n'ekisumuluzo eky'omwoyo wa Mukama.
If you have the key of the Spirit of the Lord.
Mwoyo wa Mukama ng'ali mu ggwe.
The Spirit of God is within you.
Toyogera by'oyagala.
You do not speak what you want.
Kuba naye tayogera by'ayagala.
For he does not speak what he wants.
By'awulira okuva eri Kitaffe.
What he hears from the Father.
In
His Word,
our
Lord Jesus Christ,
they are
what He tells
us. He is there
to glorify the Father,
and
His Word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now there
is no way you can deceive us
that you
have key of Spirit of the Lord,
or you have
the Spirit of the Lord in you
to
open up people kingdom of heaven
when you
still speak what you want.
Because
even initial prophets who had this key,
Bible speaks
of them in 2 Peter chapter 1.
But they did
not speak what they
wanted. But
they spoke what came from the Lord.
No.
Ntibuli chigambo echo echaba nabi echa wandikiwa. Tachitegeza kukoma kuyo.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of one's own interpretation.
Verse
21.
Kubanga siwali chigambo chabu nabi echa alichiretedua.
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man,
but
holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Yes. If you have within you Spirit of the Lord,
it's
the key of the Spirit of the Lord,
that
of the kingdom of heaven which is in you, which is given you. Even though it moves on, be built on a measure. Within you, you hold light of the word of their prophets. And we know that that is the most sure thing.
And
even explaining within the Scriptures, it's not of generations that it ended in the generations past. It remains moving up to today. That these prophets
who
have proven initially they moved with this key always, they didn't speak what they wanted. But they spoke what had come from God.
As they
were led by that key of the Spirit of the
Lord.
And it opens up what they have to hear from God the Father and from the Word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And
them to work with that same Spirit,
and they
open for people the words of God,
and they
reveal them the kingdom of heaven, and they enter.
nandigaziyiza nnyo ku ebyo.
I would have enlarged it much on that.
Naye obudde butukwata.
But time is against us.
Naye ngeri ajjukira.
But still remember.
Mu Isaiah 3:16.
Isaiah 34:16.
Atugaba bwe tuba baakunoonya byonna.
Tell us if we are to seek all.
Tunoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama.
Let us seek in the book of the Lord.
Tusome.
And read.
Ekuli bula kinne waakyo.
For none of them will lack its mate.
Kubanga kama kwa Mukama ke kayogeranga.
For the mouth of the Lord is what spoke.
Omwoyo mutukufu naakunganya.
And the spirit of God gathered.
Yakunganya byawandikibwa.
He gathered up scriptures.
Byonna ebikola Bible ekigambo kya Katonda.
That make the Bible the word of God.
Katonda ngeri ku mulembe guno gyoyinza tulimba.
There is no way in this generation you can deceive us.
Tulina ekisumuzo ky'omwoyo wa Mukama
mu bulamu obwo. The key of the spirit of God in your life.
Omwoyo omutukufu.
The Holy Spirit.
Nga oyogera gwe byoyagala.
And you speak what you want.
Nga tebikwatagana na Bible.
And they do not connect with the Bible well.
Nga story.
And their stories.
Yitusubula kuuliriza kuba obonyongera okutugalirawo bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
How can to you for you move and shut more the kingdom of heaven before us?
Tuvula byatugamba.
That's why he told us.
Kusinziramu ebyo biri mu Isaiah 5:18.
Hold those in Isaiah 58:13.
Temwogera nga bimwagala mwe.
That do not speak what you want.
Temunonya bimwagala.
Do not seek for what you want.
Natugamba mbakulisi kisoka nyamuka.
He told us in the first Corinthians 4:6.
Temwogera nkusukka byawandika.
Do not speak beyond the scriptures.
Katusobola okulaba ng'ekisumuzo kino kirina mu bujjuvu.
Now we can see you and you have this key in its fullness.
Omanyi oluwo okuba ng'okirina nga kizimbibwa buzimbibwa.
To have it when it's still being built within you.
Naye bwe kiba kijjudde obulungi era kirabika.
Filled it well, it appears and manifests.
Ono bamuwadde ddala ekisumuzo.
This one has indeed been given the key.
Omanyo mutume Peter.
You know Apostle Peter.
Yogirwa ko nti awereddwe bisumuluze.
He was spoken that he was given keys.
Nechingo ko insa yali awereddwe bisumuluze ebyo. Bisumuluze ebyo.
Surprise was given.
Nabikula wonjiri eri abakomole.
Those keys and they opened the gospel to the circumcised.
Chukato mutume Paul.
Yet the Apostle Paul.
Nebachizimbe bisumuluze nechigwayo bulunji.
And they built the key to completion well.
Ngasobolo bulire eri abakomole na abata.
They can preach to the circumcised and the uncircumcised.
Bula mtume Peter atuka namuandika ko na agaba.
That's why Apostle Peter reached wrote of him he said.
Ndi magezi oluganda Paul ogeyawe.
As in the wisdom the brother Paul was given.
Abatali banyovu ebanyola.
Those who are not learned with the twists.
Ngai banyole byani ku ebira olu okuzikira ku.
As the twist of our scriptures for their own destruction.
Kadi chimu chizimbibwa.
Now the key is built.
Umoyo omuntu kuvye nyini ya bizimba.
Holy Spirit himself
builds.
For himself is the keys.
Erabo ulira anti wagalawo tewabagula.
And if you hear when he shuts someone opens.
Ruza anti agalawo mungeri
enjawo. Shuts in any different way.
Abagaliddwa owe bali babudde mbali mugeyena.
Shut for they are within hell.
Babagalirawo bakabaka bwo mugulu
tebayi. Shut for the kingdom of heaven is not enter.
Soka tugenda kukisumuluzo ekiddako.
So let's go to the next key.
Ekisumuluzo ekyomwoyo wa magezi.
The key of the spirit of wisdom.
Kikola kitya?
What and how does it work?
Kino kireta magezi gokka agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
This one brings only wisdom within the word of God.
Bwoba wakugulirawo.
If you're to open for
amawanga obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Nations, the kingdom of heaven.
Teri kuleta ate magezi gansi gagatta mu kintu kino.
It's not bringing world wisdom to join it in this thing.
Mu byokugulirawo obwakabaka abantu obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
Open for people kingdom of heaven.
Kikitira obera magezi gokka agali mu kigambo.
You are in the wisdom within the word.
Era tusobola okulaba ngekisumuzo kino kikuzimbibwamu.
We can see this key being built in you.
Chwede.
Oh, it's completed in building you.
Kubanga agamba mu Yeremia.
Because he says in Jeremiah.
Munana olunyoro omwenda olw'omunana pakolo omwenda.
8:8-9.
Nangamba stories onenda lezi wandikibwa mu bitabo bulimba.
They say all other stories written in books, these are lies.
Wange kalamuza bawandisi wandike byobulimba bingi.
The writers pen they have written many things which are lies.
Era natuka naga bamuganya ekigambo kyange.
And which say if you reject my words. What wisdom is within you?
Kati kyekisumuluzo ekyo omwoyo wa magezi.
The key of spirit of wisdom.
Kigulawo magezi gokagali mu kigambo tolina teeka mu story.
Opens up only wisdom in the word. You should not include stories.
Kati some tulire.
Let's read we here.
Yeremia esule yomunana nolunyiriri olomunana.
Jeremiah chapter 8 and the verse 8.
Mwogera mutyan tulina magezi. Namateka ga mukama galina fi.
How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us?
Naye laba ekalamu yobulimbe yaba wandisi ewandise bitali bya mazima.
Lo certainly he made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie.
In
the verse 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi. Bakengetererwa, bawambiddwa. Laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama. Era magezi ki agali mu bo?
The wise men, they are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them. Yes. If you want to see key of the spirit of wisdom is in your life, or it's being built, or it's completed, you speak wisdom that in the word of God. You do not join in chaff. You do not join in anything. For the chaff cannot be equated to the wheat. Word of God is the consuming fire. You are only on it. I would have spoken many things on issue of that key. Even involves to hear the voice of God. And it alone is what you hear.
For
wisdom brings out its voice loud on the doors.
But when you
come study the keys of kingdom of heaven, and we are on specific that, shall explain and they finish up. But I wanted to tell you one thing.
That
you want to prove key of spirit of wisdom is built in you. To go open up nations, the key of the kingdom of heaven. And you too, you have entered. You should not involve stories in the word of God. We are in wisdom only that within the word. That how do we do it? We enter in the next key. And we support the key of the spirit of wisdom.
The key
of the spirit of understanding. And if someone leads you like that,
then
you say it's God who has sent him. You prove that indeed he's given him keys of the kingdom of heaven.
This
key of the spirit of understanding, it is there to connect verses. 2 to 4 commands and above. 2 to 4 verses and above, from the New Testament and the Old Testament.
Now,
it revealeth the principle or order or rhythm of the word of God. Never to go out of it to another wisdom, to miss out the key of wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
that is why you see he says
in
the Isaiah chapter 28 verses 9 to
10
speaks to the working of that key like this.
Isaiah chapter
28 from verse 9. Who shall he teach knowledge? And who shall he make to understand doctrine?
Then that
are weaned from milk and taken from the breasts. Verse 10. For its precepts, it must be precept upon precept. Command upon command. Verse upon verse. Verse upon verse. Here a little, there a little. Yes. Whom will he teach knowledge?
But
whom shall he make to understand what is preached? To understand what is preached. Must have key of the spirit of understanding. And you open for others them to get it. They get a copy of it. But that key is like this. It appears command by command. If you are to teach upon every word of God in the commands,
n'amateeka
and the laws
bibeera bibiri kubisatu kubina
2 to 4
n'okudda waggulu
and above
awo tutandika okugamba ha
there we begin to say indeed
mwana oyo mutume wa bwakabaka bw'omukulu
that child is an apostle of the kingdom of heaven
umuwereze oyo mutume wa bwakabaka bw'omukulu
that minister is an apostle of the kingdom of heaven
bwabayigiriza ku nsonga yonna
if he teach of any issue of the word of God
abuulire nyiri bbiri ku nnyama okudda waggulu
he preaches 2-4 and above verses
tugaba banda
and we say my mind
ana yaweerwa ddala ekituuzo ky'okumanya
did he was given the key of knowledge
eky'obwakabaka obw'omukulu
that of the kingdom of heaven
yaweerwa ddala ekituuzo ky'okutegeera
he was given the key of understanding
eky'obwakabaka obw'omukulu
of the kingdom of heaven
ngaabuulira
as he preaches
wano katoni wali katono
here a little there a little
okuva munda gani nkatene mpya
old and the new testament
okuva mbita bibi njawule ebikola ekigambo kya katonda bible
books make up the book of God the bible
oh ekisumuzo nga akirina
and he has the key
ati bobe ane ekisumuzo kino sobola abata kirina
and if you have this key you can see those who do not have it
ne bakwatibwa
and they get to be captured
nairo akimbadde mufera abantu
that you why do you call the people
timuli ne bisumuzo byo bwakabaka bw'omugulu
that you have keys to the kingdom of heaven
mwe nnini ngate muyingira
yet you yourselves have never entered
agenda bugenzi wali na alete nyiriri ezo
he just goes brings 1-2 verses
nagulu bwakabaka nga abalala balaba
and he opens the kingdom and others are watching
musumba gundi ngata yatugulira olaba
pastor so never opened for us you see
chino chuti twaje mutume gundi yi yali abikula
biki apostle this what was he
yatugalira bugadizi
he just shut us outside
chivula ba olinyole 13 lugamba
that's why verse 14 says
Isaiah 28:13
Isaiah 28:14
Isaiah sura ya 28 n'olunyiriri ole 13
Isaiah chapter 28:13
ekigambo kya mukama kiri bakibera je bali ekiragiro kuchiragiro
the word of the Lord was unto them command by command
ekiragiro kuchiragiro
command by command
olunyiriri kulunyiriri
verse upon a verse
olunyiriri kulunyiriri
verse upon a verse
wano katono au katono
here a little there a little
bagende bagwe bugazi
that they may go fall backwards
bamenyeke
be broken
bategewe
be snared
bakwatibwe
be captured
usubirwa kuwata
you can capture them
tumula butuba tubulira mu full knowledge of God
well, when we preach in the full knowledge of God
national ministries
it's national ministries
batulabanga fa basale emisango buli kisee
say as if we are always judging condemning them
era abaproofing abalo obutategeera
those who prove the others of not understanding
ngaba vumi
like
songa letuli bavumi
people abusive yet we are not abusive
ngaba nyomi
like those who despise
so tunagwe tunyoma
yet we despise no one
uresunga tubera okukwata buli kisera
bako reason we are
kasi tuwaje na isumuzo kine cho kutegeera
now when we got this key of understanding
nitand kugulawo bwakabaka bw'omugulu
got to open up kingdom of heaven
buli ata yingiza abantu bwakabaka bwamugulu akwatibwa
one who never enters people in that kingdom is captured
amegebwa
he is
amenyebwa amenyebwa
broken broken
afuli bwekitagasa
he's made to something useless
kisumuruzo je chikole ebyo sife
the key doing that's not us
fetuli bakozi wa munacho
we are workers together with
him wanga chatu webwa
for it was given us
etuba kubana chote tuande guddeo
if we did have it
ne uru kwatu bakozi nawo batu wafe tuteeka mbotesi
but because the going first we just put in and it opens
tukola nacho chochi yingira gweno ajira
enters and you
chawan kwa wanu
open it's written here and there
Yesu yebasibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Na ye ekisumuruze kyati nacho.
But that key.
Tusobola okumanyanga mbutufu wado kwasaganyize nyiriri.
We can know that boy of connected verses.
Na ye baba uzinyod them
but still you've twisted them.
Tugena kusumuruze kidako.
We go to the next key.
Ekisumuruze echo moyo okutesa.
The key of the spirit of counsel.
We don't even say
of the times and seasons.
Maybe the more
measurements.
Byebyawandike.
Of the scriptures.
Yesu yebasibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Etula naye musajja gwe.
Yesu wase you man.
Ebyebidiba byavaawo dda.
Those pools they are no more applicable.
Wanga Yesu yasinga na alimu Yokana 5.
Jesus pulled the John 5.
Abali kubidiba.
People on the pool.
Namugamba situko tambula ogende.
Start walk and go.
Na stopping ebidiba katinga wali Yesu okuonya.
Faced away the pools and Jesus now is there to heal.
Adosimye byachi.
Now why have you dug them again? Then putting people that they come for holy water.
Yet,
Holy Spirit is then flow like rivers of living waters. We enter in that fourth key. The key of the spirit of counsel. The spirit responsible of the times and seasons. Measurements of the word of God and things under the sun. You know, Ecclesiastes, he began saying concerning this spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, he said like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse
1.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Verse 2. Praise Jesus. This spirit of counsel, or the key of counsel,
it
knows measurements of all things, the times and seasons of things. Now it helps you to know those scriptures have they come to pass, are they coming to pass, or they will be coming to pass. It's a key opener, times and seasons of things. Times and seasons of the scriptures.
There's
no way you can con us. And by that key we open for people now the kingdom of heaven. For scriptures we can proclaim them how they were, how they are, and how they will be. You get out of the Bible, we read. Revelations 1 verse 19. Revelations chapter 1 verses 19. Revelations chapter 1 verse
19.
Write the things which you have seen and the things which are
and the
things which shall be thereafter. Yes. Those which were as you saw. Those which are.
And
those which are going to be. Now you know when we want to understand that you are a prophet of Satan. A false prophet. We enter in the key of spirit of counsel of God. And we see what you give as prophecy. And in things which were, you know nothing. You speak divination of daily food. Even those coming where we are going to, you do not know there.
For
when you look, prophets in the Bible who had this key, they spoke what was in their seasons, what is in our season, and even generations to come. Now, key of spirit of counsel, what is responsible of all prophecies. That's why they say the testimony of Christ is the spirit of prophecy. But you speak of red knickers the people and the women have put on. And you tell us you have the spirit of counsel. The key of the spirit of counsel. It can't reveal you what things were as the world was not yet there.
It
reveals you what as the world is there.
It
goes to come when the world has passed away. What form of that tiny key do you have? But in Revelation it says, the spirit of prophecy, the one we speak of is the spirit of counsel. The one who knows time and seasons is the one of prophecy. Let's read we here, see, in Revelations. Revelations chapter 19 and the verse 10.
Nevunama maso gevigerebye okumusinza. Nangamba antiraba, toko la votio.
And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see, do you do it not?
I am your
fellow servant and of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus.
Sinza Katonda.
Worship God.
Kubanga obujulirwa bwa Yesu.
For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Yes. If you want to check, indeed you have the spirit of prophecy. You compare with the testimony of Christ in the scriptures.
What
do you give? They look like where? You appear like which prophet among those in the Bible?
At least Nabi Mika,
at least Prophet Micah,
can
compare himself with Prophet Isaiah.
Mumikanya
in Micah 4. And he said to come to pass in the latter days, the mountain of the house of God
lifted
above all the mountains. It goes in Isaiah 2.
Reads,
see, the prophecy given me is right.
It will come to pass in
the latter days in the Isaiah.
Mountain,
house of God will be lifted on top.
Nabi Kagai,
Prophet Haggai, can compare himself with Micah and Isaiah.
When Nabi Kagai yagamba,
Prophet Haggai said, come to pass the latter days, the mountain of the house of God will be on top. Ask yourself, you appear like which prophet in the Bible?
And
do you think indeed you have key of the spirit of counsel to reveal to us in those which were, those which are, and those to come? As we move over to the next key, the key of the spirit of mighty. This one uproots whatever God never planted. Everything God never built. Means you in the world when you're sent with this key, you are there to destroy the works of the evil Satan. Yes. The key of the spirit of mighty to uproot whatever God never built and that he never planted. Destroy the works of the evil Satan, for they alone are what God never put in the world. Yes. Why told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1 verse 10? He told him, I've put you in place like this. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 10.
Laba. Lero nkutaddewo okuba omukulu w'amawanga era ow'amatwale ga bakabaka.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms.
Okusimbula n'okumenya n'okuzikiriza n'okusuula.
To root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down.
Okuzimba n'okusimba.
To build and to plant. Yes. I've set you up today as the ruler over kingdoms.
Sigukula.
To uproot everything I never planted. You tear down everything I never built in this world. But remember, you do that when you are in the Acts 1 verse
8.
Let's read, we hear. Acts chapter
1
verses
8.
But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
And
you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Yes.
He said
you will receive power. I will give you the key, all the keys of the kingdom.
He
gives you of the spirit of power.
Walk,
you are a witness all over the world. You move. Never God never planted all lies of Satan. All the actions of Satan. To plant those of God in power. And to build the kingdom of God. That's why he said the Son of God. That's why he man appeared to destroy the works of the evil Satan. But he first said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for I have been anointed to proclaim the good words to the men, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, that of favor. The Son of Man appeared to do what?
First
John chapter 3 in the verse
7.
First John chapter 3 verse 7.
Abana abato, omuntu yenna tabakyamyanga. Akola obutuukirivu ye mutuukirivu.
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doth righteousness is the righteous one, even as he is righteous. Verses 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sins from the beginning.
Omwana wa Katonda kyeyava alabisibwa.
For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. Yes.
The
Son of God manifested on the world in the spirit of power to destroy the works of the evil Satan. Among things in the world, God never planted the works of the evil Satan. The
lies
and all his works. The world created it upright with people within it. I would have spoken many things on that issue. But I told when God will give us grace, study of the seven keys of the kingdom of heaven, which open up kingdom of heaven. There I will give you detail of all. But still we can see you when you have the key of the spirit of power, and to destroy works of the evil Satan. All the lies and acts of profane and immorality, like homosexuality.
And
all you uproot them, you bring the word, you break them down. And you prove that truth is planted. And you uproot whatever you never planted. It's what we are up to now. So far, uprooted how many ever since the service began? And how many have you planted? That's the others say that at this place they lab, they brought out what they wrote. Here we rub out every rubbish they wrote within their minds. Remember, still we helped by the key of knowledge, the key of the spirit of knowledge. It's what we have to know. Yet we've come seeing it. But the key of the spirit of knowledge, in it we know there is light of the word of God. You cannot deceive us any way that you have this key.
And
the light of the word is not being lightened, and it brings knowledge. Because we heard of well in the First Corinthians 4, verse 6 to 7, that this key has to be within you. You first read that we finish. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in the earthly vessels, and the excellence of power may be of God and not of us. God commanded light of knowledge to shine in darkness. Remember light of knowledge, what it reveals. The spirit of power above, it's what it takes away.
It
reveals all the lies and darkness is taken away. Then those keys are made and they are put within you. Have real treasure, you to have a key open up kingdom of heaven.
You see,
other has a code to open up the bank, it is protected much. But you know, treasure you have when you have these keys, which open up the kingdom of heaven. That people
enter the
eternal life and eternal goodness. But remember the light of knowledge, we've studied much of it. Tell us Psalms 119 verse 105 that it cometh from the word of God. There is no way you can deceive in this world, in these seasons. In seasons back it was possible, but now it's no more possible. That you have the key of knowledge, the spirit of knowledge, but we don't see light of the word lighting. You've not revealed to people. They have not enlightened the kingdom of heavens to enter. You don't know what is done in heavens and how they are going to be living there. They don't know the kingdom ends to where. There is nothing to deceive to us. But in all, the key of fear of God,
not
the key of spirit of fear of God, it's the major. It too is major. The fear of God is to hate evil, helping many depart from evil.
And
you proclaim to them the word of God that they hate their evil works, even their perverse ways.
They
head on to the way of God, take them to eternal life, the way of righteousness, the key of the spirit of fear of God, which involves hating evil, helping men depart from evil.
When
you proclaim to them the words of God, that they live the evil way in their evil acts, and they walk in the works of righteousness, to be able to see God. For without holiness, no one will see him. We can't see the way you have it. Or you say to be a servant of God. Or a child of God. See you with this key. This we say that one is being built, it's beginning in him. If you begin to minister and it's not been completed in you, you will find many problems. Because you must have hated sin and departed from it yourself.
And
you've remained to help the others. That's why I told you in the Proverbs 8 and the verse
14,
if you have this key, we see this within you. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
Amalala nesukuti nekubebi nakamwakabambavu bienchawa.
Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth do I hate. Have you heard the spirit of fear of God, the key of fear of God? It's to hate evil.
Amalala sukuti.
Pride.
Arrogance,
a perverse mouth, and it's not in you even a little. Now there are ministers you look to. My. There are those here of Uganda. And the other speaks out words as he wants. Perverse mouth. Did you say? Even the key which was built in you of fear of God is not in him.
Now
how has he come to minister? There is no one you can open for kingdom of heavens when you two have not yet entered. You must have opened, you entered, and you begin to tell them what's in there. is where we are going. But to have key of spirit of fear of God, to open for yourself and to open for others, we enter kingdom of heaven. You must have hated evil and departed from it, and there is no pride at all, for it what moves ahead of a fall, arrogance. Be there, you
call
yourself, we don't have any spirit of frauds. Mouth, you just speak words out. And then what you do, remember Proverbs 16. Verse
6.
You have to embark on helping many depart from evil.
Then
you build in them key of the kingdom of heaven. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6.
Okusaasira n'amazima bye birongoosa obutali butuukirivu. Era okutya Mukama kwe kujja abantu mu bubi.
By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Yes. If we shall see you have key of the fear of God, you must have departed from evil, and now you're helping the others to depart from evil, and you open for them the kingdom of heaven. What you try is you don't proclaim to them any other thing. Prove to them the word of God in the all commandments and the laws.
This
is the Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 22. And he said that it shall be like this. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 22. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Have you heard what happens when you have the key of the spirit of fear of God?
You
open up people, the words of God, they understand them. Till they have left the evil way and all their evil works, and they do righteousness, which can head on them to see God and to be with God all the days in the kingdom of heaven. Many of those would not see them with this key of the kingdom of heaven. When God will give us chance, we shall study again officially about them. All those we've studied them under saying, why God commanded evangelist Ben
Hinn,
the worldwide evangelist, to repent for living gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, resorted to preach material against gospel of the world and to selling miracles. Himself had to be beginning of all those to repent in the whole world, to be able to revive the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. That's why we've explained to you most. What is the kingdom of God? What is the gospel of the kingdom of God? What is the righteousness of God? What is the kingdom of heaven? And what is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, which is ended with the keys which open up kingdom of heaven, the seven keys, where there is the spirit of the Lord who glorifies God the Father and his word, our Lord Jesus, in revealing what cometh from God in the holy scriptures, where there is spirit of wisdom,
who
reveals all wisdom in the word of God, where there is a key of the spirit of understanding, to reveal entire order of the word of God. 2-4 and above verses, 2-4 and above commands from the Old and the New Testament, to reveal the key of spirit of counsel,
ebiro n'ebiseera
ebyebintu time and seasons of all things
ebyawandikibwa
of the scriptures
era omwoyo w'obunnabbi
unto spirit of prophecy
alaga ebyaliwo
he shows what were those which are
ebigenda okubeerawo
those to be coming
yatulaba ekisumuluzo ky'omwoyo
w'okumanya
of
the spirit of mighty
okusigukula buli katonda kyonna kyataasimba
root whatever God never planted
and
that he never built
ze mirimu gy'omubi sitaani
the works of the evil satan
n'okuzimba katonda byeyateesa
and to build that God purpose
n'okusimba
even to plant
yatulaba omwoyo ekisumuluzo ky'omwoyo w'okumanya
the soaking of spirit of knowledge
omuli omusana ogw'okumanya ogw'ekigambo kya katonda
where there is light of knowledge of the word of God to enlighten to nations
then yo ekisumuluzo ky'omwoyo w'okutya
Then the key of spirit of fear of God.
Ikigenze maso okutulaga ndi okutya mukama kuchawa chibi.
Don't show fear of God is to hate evil.
Okuyamba abanje okuva mu chibi.
To help many depart from evil.
Atubategeze ebigambo bya Katonda.
As we proclaim them the words of God.
Bali kama kuba mabine bikolwa bya
bibi. If they are evil ways and evil works.
Okusubula okulabikanga ate bagenda okulaba Katonda n'okubeera naye.
Able to go see God to be with him.
So what to tukomekereze songa eyo.
That's why we've wanted up the issue.
Naye kwebe byabawo mwaka gwe gumwe bisatu byetulaba.
Those which happened on the same year the three things we see.
Orukubande bisumuluzo bino byayina okuda
because this kiss had to be resumed be given us in the year 2019
katonda ate yayole sombulizi wenjiri Benihi
God envisioned the evangelist Benihi
okutambula kwa moyo mutukufu
the mighty move of the Holy Spirit
nokuzo obujja
even revival
ne revival nokuzo obujja
revival and restoration
ebintu byonna
of all things
mugune kumusi
in the heavens and earth
okusinzira no mu Uganda
to be here in Uganda
so tugenda kuba tulabe ekyo kusatu kwe byabaawo
we are going to see the part on the things which happened in the year 2019
natulaba
and we see
lwachi katonda yagena maso okwolesa
why God moved on to envision
lwachi mwagwa 2019
why in the year 2019
katonda yagena maso okwolesa ombulizi wenjiri Benihi
God moved on to envision the evangelist Benihi
okutambula kwa moyo mutukufu
the mighty move of the Holy Spirit the mighty move of the Holy Spirit
ne revival
and revival with restoration
okwe bintu byona mugone kumusi
all things in the heavens and earth as they were as they should be and as they will be
okusinzira no mu Uganda
here in Uganda.
Tunatandikira mwaka 2022.
Yeah, 2022.
Kigena kuda mche tubikulira omoyo omutukuvu mu bujjuvu.
Going to resume reveal us the Holy Spirit in this place.
Atenga kubisiddwam.
In this time is multiplied.
Kigambo cho ulira
that's the word you hear.
Ukutambula kwa moyo omutukuvu mu manyi.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Okwa manyi mu manyi.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Okwamanyi mumanyi double portion
the mighty move of the Holy Spirit it's a double portion
mukama akumpere omukisa
may God bless you
ndindi le kitundu cha feche echo
you wait for that a fifth part
echo kwanukula kwa katonda eliyensi
of the answering of God to the world
ngakudinga akubikulira plan
as reveal your plan
yokurani senkoza satan
fight against satan's devices that he made for the whole world
okuba mwaka 2019
from the year 2019
kutoka mwaka 2022
reaching the year 2022
webale kuuliriza
thank you for listening
nokubira mwedege fo kuongerayo
be ready to spread it far
amen
amen